Hello, welcome to this podcast on Fair Values with me, Phil Frost. The reason I've chosen to look at fair values is that there's been a very recent thematic review from the Financial Reporting Council issued earlier this month. We're in June 2023. And of course, the Financial Reporting Council periodically issuing thematic reviews on areas of particular weakness. Fair values have flirted with being in the top 10 of the problem areas that the Financial Reporting Council find. Currently, in the most recent list of top 10, it wasn't there. The fact that it's now subject of a thematic review might indicate that the Financial Reporting Council in the last year have been finding more problems with it. Could be that it ends up being back in the top 10 problem areas, top 10 worst problem areas in producing accounts. Now, the Financial Reporting Council's focus in producing the thematic review is, as always, based on their reviews of what companies have done who are, in particular, following international accounting standards. That said, as far as the comments that we're going to make on this, they apply equally to international accounting standards and also to UK GAAP. Now, fair values, of course, have an impact on a variety of things within the accounts. It could be that we're dealing with fair values in terms of investment properties or property, plant and equipment. Could be that we're looking at the impairment of those assets, or indeed quite separately, we're looking at intangible assets in terms of fair values in the calculation thereof, or indeed the impairment. And of course, goodwill on international accounting standards is subject to impairment, whereas on UK GAAP, it's subject to amortization. Although, of course, if impairment is also needed, we'd need to consider that. So it could be all of those, but there's other aspects that it might impact on. Could be on financial instruments, could be, and perhaps particularly on business combinations, trying to work out the fair value of the consideration that is being paid and also the fair value of the net assets acquired. So fair values have an impact. They permeate the accounts. They have an impact on a variety of aspects. And in particular, they're thinking about the fair values of assets within the accounts. Turning to the thematic review itself, the Financial Reporting Council have come up with a number of observations, and also in the report itself, and if this is an area that you need to deep dive into, then I would advocate that you have a look at them, and all the areas that I've just mentioned, such as financial instruments, business combinations, they look at each of those in particular detail with observations in terms of what's not going well, but also examples of what is done well. But turning to perhaps the overview of the issues, I've really got six items that I've identified within the thematic review that I'd like to bring to your attention. Three really focus on doing the calculations of fair values, and the other three really to do with the disclosure issues. So on the first of all, in terms of looking at measurement of fair value, the first and main observation the Financial Reporting Council make is in terms of making sure that the fair value measurements use market fair values, market participants' fair values, rather than the company's own assumptions. So what is the marketplace? Fair value is based on the market rather than just what the company themselves are placing a value on. And that's perhaps particularly pertinent if you're looking at the fair value, the net assets being acquired in a business combination. The second point is that with fair value calculations, the observation is that the transaction prices, they will usually reflect the fair value. So if we've had a transaction, that's really quite helpful to determine fair value. However, certain transactions could, of course, be with related parties. And where they're with related parties, the consideration, the transaction amount may not actually reflect the fair value. So it's just really a note of caution to be aware where that you're. There are instances involving related parties. And the final one in terms of calculating fair values is in relation to whether or not there are specialists. Now, if you've got internal expertise, that's fine to use when determining fair value. However, if there's no internal expertise, then the Financial Reporting Council really expect two things. First of all, that you would consider the specialist third party, consider whether specialist third party input is needed, and where that has been taken, that is disclosed in the accounts, how we've actually come up with the fair values. So there are the three things: market values rather than their own assumptions, using a transaction price normally fine, unless of course it's related parties, and then whether or not we've got internal expertise or whether we need to go external. And if we do go external, ought to just disclose that. Now that's a neat little link into then three observations regarding disclosure matters. And first of all, on disclosure matters, the Financial Reporting Council is saying, please avoid boilerplate disclosures, boilerplate, or indeed immaterial information within the disclosures. A lot of boilerplate wording where we've just possibly borrowed it from somewhere else and we've used that, and we've not actually made it pertinent and relevant to the entity that we're dealing with. Secondly, they identified a number of instances where entities had not satisfied the minimum disclosures. And of course, disclosure checklists are going to be helpful for us on that. So make sure that disclosures are there as required by the standard. But then finally, they're also identifying that there is a principle involved here. And I suppose it comes back to making sure that the accounts show a true and fair view, that the disclosures show a true and fair view. So if there's any disclosure that is needed over and above the minimum disclosures required by the standard, follow the objectives of the standard in terms of saying this is how we've determined what the fair value is. So a little bit of flesh on the bones rather than just having the bare bones as the disclosures. So there we are. I hope that's given you a little bit of an insight just to sort of scratch the surface in terms of fair values. As I said a moment or two ago, if you have any particular areas where fair values are critical to you, I would advocate you get hold of the report and have a bit of a deep dive into the particular areas. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'll be with you again, no doubt, on a future podcast. Thanks very much. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.